Morning to each of you tonight. We bless you for joining in to be a part of tonight's prophetic prayer partnership. We are so excited and so grateful. I would love for you to know that God is still in the blessing business. I want you to be encouraged to know that tonight and lift up your spirit, change your countenance, and know that God has plans, great plans, to bring to pass where it concerns you and I. So let's keep pressing forward, overcoming, and really seeing that the greater is up ahead. It's not just way down the line. No, it's more near than you believe. It's more near than you know. And if you have already started receiving some of your greater, just know that you are only at the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more that God has in store for you. And I want you to be encouraged by that truth. Well, tonight we are so excited to be back in our prayer partnership. And I am excited to continue to impart into your spirit. Tonight we're going back into our subject matter, out from dark places, out from dark places. I believe that it is really time for us to come out from dark places. But here's what's challenging about coming out from dark places. We really don't know how offensive light is to darkness. How offensive light is to darkness. And I'm going to tell you, if you have spent a considerable amount of time in a dark space, in a dark room, the moment light enters, it can be so brash, it can be so harsh that it even causes pain to your what seems to be nocturnal state, that your eyes begin to go through a pain, trying to adjust themselves to the light, to the visibility that the light provides. Sometimes you can hear someone who has been in the dark room for a little while, and that light flickers on, or the shades are lifted in the daytime, and they'll tell you, close the shades, cut off the light, because it became an annoyance and it became a nuisance to that dark state. That right there within itself is worthy of talking about tonight. Because anytime you have to make an exit from dark to light, it's going to be an annoyance. It's going to become a nuisance to you. It's going to seem absolutely painful to make that transition. And that's why many choose to remain in dark places, because it's easier to stay where you've been. Regardless to how negative, regardless to how dark, regardless to how traumatizing, it seems easier to stay in that place, because to change positions means to offend what's been. It means to greatly disrupt what has been normal, or what has been usual, or what has been the ordinary. Everything in your life shifts and changes when we start talking about light, when we start talking about brightness, when we start talking about radiance. And I believe we are coming into a season where it is God's desire for everything in your life to light up. Somebody ought to embrace that tonight. Everything in my life has to light up. Will you begin to embrace that right now? Come on, let's declare that once more and again. Everything in my life has to light up. It's been too dark here. It's been too dark in this space. It's been too dark in this place. It's been too dark here. But the light must now come in, and I must now move from that which is dark into that which is light. There's more clarity in the light. There is more visibility in the light. I am caught up with what is, what actually is. There's detail in the light. Everything that was shadowed, or you ready for this? Everything while in dark places is left to the imagination. Everything that was done in dark places is left to memory. But when you come into the light, the visibility is clear. I believe somebody tonight needs to understand how important the light is to your life. And Jesus is the light of the world. Never keeping any of us in the dark, or never keeping any of us uninformed, or never keeping any of us without necessary content. Everything in my life has to light up. It is time for the light to come on. It is also time for you and I to start walking in the clarity of life. Clear vision, clear understanding, clear thoughts, that we're not just confused, that we're not twisted or convoluted, and we're not trying to feel our way through or guess our way through or wonder our way through or even wander our way through. It is time for us to know how to walk in the light of our lives. Everything in our lives has got to light up. It's got to be such a radiant light, a brilliant light, a strong light. There are some lights that you will find, of course, in these department stores that if you purchase them and place them around your home or even around your yard, there's something called a sensor that anytime they detect any kind of movement, the light is programmed to automatically come on. That there is no moving around in that area without a light coming on. I think it is very vital. It is very important that we start setting up lights in our lives, that wherever there is movement, the light comes on to bring clarity to whatever it is that is moving. So that I'm not caught off guard, that I'm not taken by surprise, that I'm not thrown off my game. It is important to move with clarity, with brilliance, with radiance. I want to declare to you that this is a light season. Will you declare that with me? It is a light season. Yeah, it is a season for light. It is a season for color. It is a season for detail. It is a season for clarity. It is a light season. I want God to light up my path, the path that I am journeying, the path that I am pilgriming. I want God to light up that path so that I am not walking uneducated, that I am not walking, praise the name of the Lord, green or naive. I'm not walking aimless. I'm not walking helpless, but I am clear on where I'm going. I'm clear on where I'm heading. It's a light season. It is time for you and I to come up and out of these dark places. I'm telling you, the darkness has gripped and held us for far too long. We can have a few days spent in a good time, and then all of a sudden, those dark thoughts infiltrate us and overwhelm us and overtake us. And it is time for us to break the bondage of darkness, coming out of the dungeon, coming out of the pits of our lives, and finding ourselves in places of light, in places of illumination, in places of radiance. Your life is so much more brighter than what it has already encountered and experienced. But I'm afraid that we have become so adjusted to the dark. We have allowed our sight to become so adjusted to the dark. I believe it's called nocturnal. You know, we have allowed our eyes to become so sensitive to the light that we are repulsed by the light that we are called to. I want to share with you that tonight is the night that this thing starts breaking in a major way. Yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable. Yeah, it's going to be probably even disruptive. Yeah, it's going to be even painful. But it is time for us to readjust our sight. It is time for us to readjust our abilities to see. And we need to be able to see in the light as clear as we have ever seen before. What is the way that I should take? What is the decision that I should make? This is why I need the light. Where should I sign? Where should I travel? Where should I move? Where should I do business? Where should I plant myself spiritually? This is why we need the light. What is the connection I need to make? What are the disconnections I need to make? This is why we need the light, because many of us have been deciding some serious matters while in the dark. Many of us have done business in the dark. Many of us have tried to make purchases in the dark. Many of us have tried to foster connections and relationships while in the dark. And this is why, when the light comes on, we end up with something we did not need, something we did not even want. Can I tell you this? It's amazing because during one of the services that I shared at yesterday, I began to talk about Jacob's journey. And we talk about Jacob working for his uncle Laban, and we talked about Jacob working 7 years and getting Leah. But let's really look at that, because Jacob worked 7 years for Rachel. His desire was for Rachel, and he was told that if he worked the 7 years, he would receive Rachel. Do you know what happened after the 7 years? After the 7 years, he received Leah. But here's what's amazing. He didn't even know he had Leah. His assumption was he had Rachel. He did not realize he had Leah until the next morning after the marriage had been consummated. Oh my God. That means consummation was done without clarity. That means he entered into covenant with someone that he did not even know was not the one he anticipated or expected. That's what happens when deals are done in the dark. That's what happens when we make moves in the dark. We wake up the next morning with something completely different than what we expected and anticipated. The deal on the table was broken. The deal on the table was reneged. The deal on the table was adjusted without his knowing. And guess what has to happen? Oh, well, we couldn't marry Rachel off without first marrying Leah. You got to work another 7 years for Rachel. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been in these cycles for years and years and years because we have not been doing deals or making deals in the light. We have been moving about in the dark, and it's been years. And before you know it, it's been a decade. And before you know it, it's been 2 decades. And before you know it, half of your life is gone. And before you know it, you've got a few years left. Before you know it, wait a minute, how did so much time pass? And I was in the dark. Because guess what? While you were in the dark, there was not enough light. There was not enough light for you to see the time. Oh, are you listening to me? There was not enough light provided for you to even see the calendar. You had no idea that so much time was passing you by because of decisions that you made in the dark. It is time for us to come out of dark places. I want to believe that I've got some witnesses on our Zoom platform as well as our conference line that we have injured ourselves. We have hurt ourselves. We have damaged ourselves. We have sabotaged ourselves simply because we stayed in the dark so long till now the darkness has become our normal. Anything else, we're offended by it. Anything else, we are greatly insulted by it. But it is time for you, and I know this is going to make so many of you uncomfortable, but it is time for you to come out of the dark. You were caught vulnerable because you were in the dark. You were caught off guard because you were in the dark. You were green and gullible because you were in the dark, and you stayed there, and people knew you were in the dark, and they preyed on the vulnerability that you had in the dark. You took the first hand you felt extended to you, and you let that hand lead you into more darkness and lead you into more trauma and lead you into more drama. I'm telling you, the only hand that is trusted to bring you out of dark places is God's hand. That's why David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm in a dark place." But David said, "The only reason I don't have to fear this dark place is because you're with me, and there's a rod and there's a staff to bring me comfort. You're doing something for me, and I've got you by the hand, and I can take your hand." But my question tonight is, whose hands have you been holding? Whose hands have been guiding you? Whose hands have been manipulating you? Whose hands have been maneuvering you through these dark rooms? Why are you so injured? Why are you so traumatized? Why are you so broken? Whose hands have you been holding? Tonight, I want to tell you it's time to take a hold of God's hand. It's time for you to take a hold of God's hand that He may usher you safely out of those dark places. You've had other people to influence, you've had other people who told you that they meant well, but at the end of the day, they were continuously causing you to stump your toe or bump your knee or hit your head. You just kept injuring yourself, trusting the wrong voices, taking the wrong people by the hand while you're in these dark places. But when the light comes on, you'll see who's who. You'll know what's what. You'll have so much clarity when that light comes on. I want to talk to you tonight. I want to encourage you tonight. I want to empower you tonight. It's time for the light to come on. It's time for the light of the Holy Spirit to come on in our lives. It is time for us to shift. It is time for us to know who we are. It is time for us to understand our identity. Do you know how messed up an individual's life is when they don't know who they are? When they don't know their identity, when they cannot tell you where they're going or where they're headed, the kind of loss, the sense of loss that is experienced when an individual does not know. This is the hour for us to know. We gotta know who we are, know in whom we have believed, and be persuaded that He's able. He's able. And you, my dear brothers and sisters, that are listening to me under the sound of my voice tonight, I need you to know you are being empowered for another season. You're being empowered. Don't beat yourself up for what happened while being in the dark place. Don't beat yourself up for it, because guess what? You were in the dark place. But here's the rewarding news. The rewarding news is that we are coming out of dark places. Huh? Come on and declare it with me. I was in the dark, but now I'm in the light. Glory to God. Here's what's beautiful. Here's what's beautiful. The scripture says that ye are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a peculiar people. You are the righteousness of God. This is what the text goes on to say. One whom He has called out of darkness. Oh my God. He has called you out of darkness. His voice is literally calling your name out of darkness. Glory to God. And He called you into, it's not just His light, but the scripture says it's His marvelous light. I was in the dark, but now I'm in the light. I'm in the marvelous light. It is the light of God that is now shining bright in me. Doubt has to flee. Fear has to go. Anxiety has to subside. Depression has to dissipate. It is time for these feelings of darkness to flee with the darkness itself. You are walking in a marvelous light. The light is going to be an offense to the darkness. Everything that had you in terror, everything that had you in fright, everything that had you fearful is now getting ready to be offended by this marvelous light. The light is on. Get in the light. Get into the light. Get into the light. Get into the light. The strategic mind of God, and I need you to hear this, and I'll pray for you. The strategic mind of God is that even in the creation of night, there is still light that remains in the sky to provide us visibility. I tell you, I wish we were together right now. I wish we were in one room right now. I wish we had the organs and the drums and the guitars. I wish we could just have the horn players. My God, we need a time right now off of that. That strategic mind of God is that even in the night, when there is lesser light, there's still a light that remains to provide us visibility. You know what that means? That means that complete darkness was never the intent of God for any of us. The darkness, the com when everything is just pitch black, when everything is just completely out, all the lights are out, there's no visibility at all. That was never the intent of God for any of us. When he said, let there be light, he never said, let there be darkness. He said, let there be light, and light immediately offended the darkness. Even in the night, there's light. Ladies and gentlemen, get out of those dark places. They are a deception. Those dark places are a lie. Those dark places are only there to get us into a state of depression, defeat, and death. But God, who is sovereign, God who is mighty, God who is all-knowing, God who is all-powerful, has called us into his light, and the light is marvelous. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Come out of the dark, start looking around, and start seeing the light of God shining in your life like never before. You don't have the testimony of the others. You don't share that. So don't join in with that. Because that's not your testimony. That's not your story. No, the story of your life is that God is good. That even in my night season, he left the light on. Glory to God. Woo! Even in my nighttime, he still leaves a light on for me. Are you listening to me? That's your story. That's your testimony. When everybody else starts walking around talking about, oh, it's so dark, it's so crazy, it's so gloomy, it's so, no. That's not my story. My story is that God is so faithful, God is so good that even in my nighttime, my God, Jesus, even in my nighttime, he left the light on. He gave me a night light. Are you listening to me? The moon, which receives its light from the sun, lights up the dark sky and gives us night light. Ladies and gentlemen, God has left a light on for you and I. Why are we in the dark? Why are we in the pitch blackness of life when he has left a light on? I'm excited to pray for you tonight. I'm excited to believe God for you tonight. I tell you, I can impart and teach and talk to you so much more about this. And we've got another Monday that we will do that. But I'm telling you, I feel such an anointing on us tonight. I feel such a glory of God upon us tonight that is calling us out of these dark places and bringing us into his marvelous light. We are praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests, and I want to thank you for trusting this platform, trusting the grace that is upon my life to pray with you and to believe God with you. We're praying for, amen, Ralph Everett. We're praying for Celeste Johnson, Richard Tarua. We're praying for Joanna Lewis and Diane Harge and Sharima Abdullah. We're praying for Rochelle Maxwell and Christopher Walker, Mary Silvers, Annette West, Christine Singletary, Anita Harris. We're praying for Kimberly Wright and Selena Fields, Shamika Horton. We're praying for Shaquana Johnson, Durwood Cox III. We're praying for Merritt and Taj Mullady Freeman. We're praying for Ruth Aileen. We're praying for Lorna Reed. We are praying for Deborah Johnson, Tina Hollis Johnson, Willie Brown, Tatiana Brown, Andre Hill, and Patricia Hill. We are praying for you. I want you to look to the Lord with me tonight. I am trusting God for a major, major, major breakthrough. Major breakthrough. I know that He can, I know that He will, and I know that it is already done. Let's pray together in Jesus' name. Father, your name is holy. Your name is righteous. Your name is worthy. You are omnipotent. You're great, and you're greatly to be praised. We come before you tonight, Lord, knowing that you have all answers, knowing that you have all direction, knowing that you have all power in your space. And I thank you that God, as we come to you, we understand that the appropriate approach is humble. We come low, we come meek, we come knowing that you are God, and beside you, there is no other. You're the Lord over all. You are the bishop over our souls. You are the captain of life. We thank you that it is in you that we live, move, and have being. We thank you that you are maneuvering, and that you are deciding, and that you are placing, and that you are positioning. And Father, I thank you that you are the master strategist. We bring our matters before you because our cares, as long as we cast them upon you, you care for us. So, Father, what we can't handle, what's too heavy for us to bear, what is too much for us to carry, we cast those cares upon you tonight. Father, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. Some are dealing with matters that are on the surface of their lives, but then there are others that are dealing with roots that go deep down into the crevices of life. Father, you know the answer. Father, you know the way. Provide comfort and provide protection. You are our great refuge. You're the place by which we can go and find safety and find covering. Father, thank you for covering us when we don't understand, when we don't know, when we are unsure, when we are uncertain, when we are insecure. God, you know. Father, heal the heart tonight, the heart that is heavy, not only the heart that is heavy, but the heart that is worried. Father, heal tonight. Would you please, kind sir, heal and deliver us from worry? Every place where there is worry, where there is anxiety, where there is fear, where there is doubt and apprehension, would you heal and deliver us from those places? Set the captive free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, whatever has had a grip on us while we have been in the dark, whatever has had a grip on us and a hold on us while we have been in dark places, set us free tonight and have the enemy to turn us loose. He must follow your direction. He must follow your directive. He must follow your commission. He must obey your command. For he is subjugated to you. Your word declared that every knee bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord of all. Every demonic force, every spirit of the enemy, every diabolical scheme, we bring subject underneath the power of God. Clarity of mind, clarity of thought, clarity of vision, clarity of speech, clarity of decision. Father, help us. Help us not to be stuck in the decision of our flesh, the language of our flesh, the vantage point of our flesh, but graduate us and promote us. Take us into places that we have never been before. Let us to see what we have never seen before. Spirit of the living God, revive us. Revival fire fall upon us and cause us to know your word, your will, and your way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when life's variables and when life's vicissitudes become overwhelmingly too much to handle, become overbearingly heavy, Father, help us to be reminded of the light that is in your word. When we open up our mouth to profess and to confess your word, shine the light on every dark situation. Cover the traveler, cover the entrepreneur, cover the parent, cover the student, cover the person that is working in the workforce. Father, I pray now that there is clarity. Clarity, provide clarity. Give us a special attention to detail that we miss nothing, that we miss nothing, nothing even out of the fine print. Help us to miss nothing. Give us discernment in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cause us to see like we've never seen before. My God, we speak discernment. Discernment, discernment, my God, help us to discern in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we praise you tonight. We stand on your word. We trust your word. We embrace your word. Help us to embody your word. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon every home, fall fresh upon every physical body, mental body, emotional body, spiritual body. Fall fresh upon us tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are our place of stability. You are our solid place. You're the place that we can stand and not sink. You are the place that we can lean and not fall. You are able to keep us from falling. Then you're going to present us faultless. I thank you for what you are doing in the lives of your people. Thank you for how you are sustaining and preserving us. Thank you for how you are ever building us and strengthening us. Thank you tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Your name is holy. Your name is worthy. Teach our foot not to slip. Teach our foot not to tumble. Teach our foot not to stumble and keep us from the fall. We praise your name, Father. You're holy in this place. You're mighty in this place. You're excellent in this place. And we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray this prayer. We say thank God and we say amen. Lift those voices, saints. Lift those praises, believers. And let's give God the glory. Come on and let's give him the praise. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. Yes, Lord. Come on, let's praise him tonight. Let's praise him. All the glory, all the honor, all the praise, it belongs to the Lord. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Yes, 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 yes. We honor you, God. We praise your holy name. We worship you. Thou art worthy. Thou art holy. And we honor you. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to leave you tonight with this message of affirmation. One of the things that I know about the creation of God is that God, when he made what he made, and that includes you and I, he made us adjustable. He made us adaptable. You may think that coming out of the dark place is hard now, but one thing I learned even about our eyes, when those eyes experience the light after being in the dark, you give it a moment or two and those eyes will adjust. You give it a moment or two and those eyes will adapt. I want to encourage you with this, that as hard as you may think it is right now, and I don't know what your it is, but whatever it is, as difficult as you think it is to pursue, to go after, to do, I promise you that as you go and do, you're going to find that it's much easier than you thought it was. It's more doable than you originally anticipated. Your eyes will adjust. Just give it a minute, and your eyes will adjust. I believe God for you that this is going to be a light season for you. Yes, a season, and not let's not limit it to a season. Let's just say it like this: a life lived in the light. Can you say that with me before we disconnect tonight? A life lived in the light. A life lived in the light. Well, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to do what? Shine upon you. And the Lord give you peace. Enjoy this week in the light. Until next time, live your life in the light. Good night, everybody.